Good evening. You're listening to KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. I'm Jack Peterson, and I'm here with Jim Healy presenting a program for you entitled Know Your States, Know Your Community. We're finding residents from around North Idaho, originally from elsewhere. We're trying to talk to representatives of each of the 50 states in our union who now live here. Some are easier to find than others. We actually found that California was an easy spot to find folks from, and that's going to be the first state that we're talking about today. California, the Golden State, the most populous state in the country with 39,400,000 residents, the 31st state admitted to the union on September 9th, of 1850. We are talking to California's favorite son, Scott McLongstreet. Hello, Scott.
Good afternoon. Evening.
Good evening. Hi. Yeah. We are pre-recording this program. The state of California, you are now representing all, what did I say, about 40 million people?
40 million people.
Okay.
Well, just a couple less. We left and... One of my children left too, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
well.
If you just want to change that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. California is a big state. Where in California do you originate?
It's a small town down in Southern California, Hollywood.
The one with the sign on the hills?
The one, yeah. I grew up in the hills with the sign.
Go away.
Actually. Yeah. I was up above the Hollywood Bowl.
I didn't know that. I don't think we must have asked Scott this before, but somehow it escaped my mind that Scott was from Hollywood, California.
Yeah, Hollywood, okay. California, up above Cuenca Pass.
How does a person from Hollywood view the rest of California? I mean, are you special? Because if anybody knows anything about California, it's Hollywood.
It's Hollywood. We know Hollywood knows the world. Mm-hmm. But it's only a Hollywood world, so no. California's a beautiful state, and Hollywood is just it's Hollywood. It's like movie land and stuff. So a lot of people come there with the dreams of what they see in the movies, and
have them crash and burn.
Yes, and burn. It's the dark side of Hollywood. I grew up in the hills, though, and we weren't surrounded by a lot of houses and all. So it was actually more.
Are those
country
the hills
living.
That catch on fire?
Yes.
Okay. How long did you live in Hollywood?
25 years.
Okay. What do you associate when you say growing up in California and Hollywood? We think of the big movie screen and whatever. As a kid growing up, what are things that you did?
We did a lot of family trips to like Yellowstone, Yosemite, Sequoia, Death Valley. We did a lot of the parks. Used to go up to the coast of California. So I think a lot of that outside stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Hollywood thing was just, you saw behind the whole facade of Hollywood because I could, on my way to school, taking the school bus down, I could see the Ponderosa from Bonanza. It was across from the school, and you could see it like in the summertime, it would have snow on it for their winter series.
Huh.
And you'd go to the market and you'd see the stars just buying their food. So it was just, you saw the very normal side. And if we did, when we traveled around, people would be so amazed you were from Hollywood and wonder what it was like. And it was just like, it's amazing. It's fun to see, but it's what I always knew. So it's just.
You were used to it.
Yeah.
What, are there seasons there? How could you tell the difference between summer and winter?
Well, you had the Christmas parade down Hollywood Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, naturally. Do you get snow down there?
You get snow in the mountains. You could see snow, and it's true that in Southern California, you could go down to the beach, spend the day at the beach, and go up to the mountains and be in snow all in one day. So we had the assortment of climates, and there was a high desert there up in the Antelope Valley. Hmm. But as far as seasons really changing, you didn't notice it much.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Hollywood's within the city of Los Angeles.
Yes.
But you say you're from Hollywood.
Yeah.
Is it's more of an enclave? You don't feel connected to the rest of LA as much as you do to the neighborhood that you're from?
Well, no, I felt I was part of LA. Yeah. I was part of that whole community. Growing up in the Hilton, because we had Hollywood and then we had North Hollywood, which was felt more like it was back a decade before the time I was there. You go out there, it was more like the 50s. There was a nice hobby store out there and just nice restaurants and cafes. And down you go down Hollywood. I went to school on the Hollywood side, so you had Hollywood Boulevard on the way to school, and you had the studios and that kind of thing. And then we used to go down to downtown LA, the Civic Center and the Music Center down there. My mom took us down there a lot. And we had Alvera Street, where the which is still a big tourist town. So, you know, I felt I was part of all of it. And my mother especially made a point of taking us to all the different spots down there, and just so we were aware of the different mixing of cultures you had down there.
It was, what size high school did you go to?
I don't know how many people were in it. It was Hollywood High School, so.
That's a big one, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a pretty big, a good-sized high school.
It's a good high, yeah.
I mean, yeah. You're right in it. At the time, I'm guessing this was already the second most populous city in the country, L.A.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, it was constantly growing, just the amount that it grew with it when I was there. Like Bunker Hill was right down the downtown. It used to have the Victorian houses on it. And then they redeveloped it and they actually took a bunch of the Victorian houses over to Pasadena. They trucked them over there and then developed that. So when you look at when I grew up downtown, like the Civic Center, the City Hall was one of the tallest buildings there. And then there was like the Richfield building had like a half a spaceship on top of it. And now you look at downtown and it's just like solid skyscrapers. I don't recognize that.
How was the traffic?
We used to have rush hour and then you wouldn't. And now, I mean, last time I went down there was probably about 10 years ago. It's just constant traffic. But yeah, you had a lot of traffic going through like the Cuenca Pass. Like I say, that was the main road between, that was the Hollywood Freeway going from Hollywood out to North Hollywood and the San Fernando Valley. So you get a lot of traffic there in the mornings and the evenings. And then my elementary school was right above it, literally just right up the hill. So on rainy days, you used to get a lot of accidents there, and we enjoyed that. It's one of the first highways, one of the first freeways they put the grooves in the pavement to try and divert the water.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Was car culture a big part of the area or the part of California that you grew up in?
Yeah, I think so because, I mean, that's just how we get around. I didn't think much of it because that's how we got around there was in a car.
Sure.
I mean, because everything was a long distance. I lived about a block off of Mulholland Drive. So, and that's like everybody's favorite highway down south. It just goes along the top of the Hollywood Hills all the way out to the beach. And
Did you care if you drove a cool car or not? And did you drive a cool car? Better question.
When I was younger, I daydreamed about it. And yes, I did drive cool cars. My mom had a Volkswagen van. That was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then I also had like beaters down to Volkswagen Bugs that would barely run. And didn't know much about car maintenance at the time.
You didn't have any one particular cool car? You didn't have a cool old?
I had a Lotus Europa for a while.
Wow. Okay.
I was accidentally rich for about a year and a half or so.
Okay, that's a subject for a different time.
Yeah, that's a different subject.
Scott McLongstreet's year and a half of being accidentally rich. Yeah. We want to know about this, but that's not relevant to California as we're talking about it right now.
Well, I mean, you do get different respect with the kind of car you drive. I will give you that. When I drove the Lotus, you'd go someplace and park, and people would kind of ooh ah. And when I drove my Volkswagen that was cut off in the front, not that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be sort of curious, Scott, that my impressions of the area you grew up in is based on cinema. When I think of Chinatown and when I think of Rebel Without a Cause and L.A. Confidential, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, how do those, and I'm sure you've seen of those, how do, knowing that those films are with your geographic locale, do you go, that's interesting? Because that's my impression of Hollywood. What's missing? Well, outside of the fact that that was, you took a lot of that for granted because you grew up there.
Yeah, you take a lot for granted. It's like a lot of towns you live in, there's just people who live there just working day to day. Like there'd be people in the industry and they just have like, you know, the minor jobs and behind the scenes and they were just regular folks. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the people who live there, and like I say, I was born there second generation and my dad had built his house there and when he was in high school. Up in the hills, nobody lived up in the hills at that time, really.
Mm-hmm.
It was
mm-hmm.
like, you know, the stars would have places up there to get away to and all, but there weren't a lot of cliffhangers and those kind of houses yet. So a lot of, you know, I think I didn't think that much about the Hollywood image. I mean, I'd see the movies that you would, and then I could see locations we're driving around.
Okay.
You know, so you'd see places where things had been done. We had the Hollywood, and then hear the stories, but... I knew that a lot of it was just, you know, stories.
Okay. Let me ask you this. You know, you come from a part of Hollywood, from California that is really everybody knows. Do you identify yourself as a Californian? Do you say a Californian?
I don't think you do say that, Jim.
I just did.
Yeah.
Do you have much of an identity of a person from California or of California?
Yeah, I mean, I sure am out because, yeah, I was raised there. And then when I moved out of Hollywood, I moved up to the central coast of California. And I lived there until I was about 50 or so. So, yeah, I spent a lot of time there. I consider it more the California is a whole state that goes from all the way up to Humboldt and the Redwoods down to, you know, the Mexican border. It's a big state. It's more than just San Francisco and Hollywood.
LA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I do consider that, just because of the diversity there. And then opened my eyes to other things. Of course, moving away, getting away to different parts of the country, you realize how much of the perception is either East Coast or West Coast, and there's nothing between. And, you know, there's a few states.
Is there? Yeah. Well, how long have you lived in Sandpoint?
I've been up here for about 10 years. I've had family up here for 40, 45 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
What have you learned about California by having lived up here? The way in which California is seen.
The way California is seen or the way California sees the rest
by living up here?
The way people see California is a lot of people see it as a lot of crazy liberals, whack jobs. And I can see that. But that's so isolated because a lot of California is very much the political spectrum that you have here in Idaho or in other states. I mean, you get away from the coast and get to like, and then California, and there's a nice mix of people. I just saw one of the California politicians was talking about how he finally got on the road and was traveling to some of the like northern places in California and was amazed how, you know, how he had common things in common with these people up in that part that he didn't realize.
Didn't realize he had.
How about the vice versa? How California sees the rest of the country?
A lot of California sees the rest of the country as being behind the times. Mm-hmm. And I don't agree with that, but it's just a lot. But then the funny thing, too, is that a lot of people come from out of across the country and the world to come to California to pursue that dream. So it gets a lot of people there who pretend to be Californians, who are trying to fit into that lifestyle. It's a lot, again, back to the whole movie industry and music industry kind of thing where people have that fantasy lifestyle. They live in California.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the Central Coast. You lived there for as long, longer than you lived in
I think probably longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. This is a more rural part of California.
Yeah.
Steinbeck country.
We're down below Salinas a bit.
Yeah.
I lived in the San Luis Obispo area, like the Madonna Inn was the biggest thing there, the big pink inn. Hearst Castle was up the coast. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of farmland. In later years, they started getting more. It used to be a lot of farm and beef, and then vineyards started coming, and they developed grapes that could stand down there. And then along the coast, there was a lot of fishing, like Morro Bay area and Avila.
Still agricultural? as far as you know. I don't know if you get back. But.
Yeah, I think that's still probably its major thing.
Yeah.
Had Cal Poly University, and that was the basis of that was agriculture and livestock.
Cal Poly Slow.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Is that the banana slugs?
Mm-mm.
No, that's a different
That's
one.
Humboldt.
Okay.
Humboldt University, which is one of the Cal Poly universities now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, no. Santa Cruz, isn't it?
I think. In Humboldt is now.
But the banana slugs, I think, were up in Santa Cruz.
Was that could
their
be.
School. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll fact check that later on.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. So we got Central Coast. We talked about down south,
yeah.
Southern California. Get up north very much?
Yeah, off and on. Go up to like San Francisco. My daughter lives in San Francisco now. Jim here is familiar with San Francisco, which is just, it's a piece, it's like a different world, really, San Francisco.
It's its own little bubble.
I mean, you drive like, you know, half an hour away from San Francisco and it's not like it at all. It's just, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It totally changes. It's a little town that they squished into a place that would be a bad place to build a town. And I think it was, you know, part of people trying to get as far away from things as they could without having to go across the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, San Francisco now, I think we think about the tech industry has really taken it over, and the money from that has changed a lot of things. When you were, is that your experience of San Francisco, or do you remember a different time?
It used to be smaller. I mean, San Francisco, the city, was a smaller area, and you drive through more open land getting there. And the tech industry is down south probably about 30, 40 miles from there. And that's just really grown. Again, that was used to be more open land, and that's filled in. Marin County is, you know, rich people would move over there. And I know a lot of the rich money is coming to San Francisco and squished people out as far as, because it used to be an easier place to live just in small apartments and or on the street or just, it was a more open place. And now it's just, because of the stigma of it, people have just tried to get in there and live there longer and buy things out. And then the state goes on a lot farther up north from San Francisco. You get up into the Redwoods. And I remember I was taking my daughter up to college. We were going to look at college, and we were down in Berkeley. And then finally looked at a map to see how far we had to go. And Humboldt's just way the heck up there. So you go up there, and it's a whole, Northern California is a whole different region. A lot more forest land.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's true. I not really an area I'm that familiar with, truth be told, even though it's closer to us where we are now.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it seems very similar to Oregon, and then you get up to the border of Oregon and California. Is that one little section, Jefferson, I think, where they want to create their own little state, but they haven't yet.
I'd like to ask Scott, in terms of, if someone is not familiar, having been to California, and I know this is going to be a tough question because it's so big and so much to do, what would be some of the places that you would encourage a person who would be visiting California? And I know visiting California for the first time, I mean, you know, you could spend months, if not years, there discovering California. What would be some of the things that you would highly recommend?
Well, you know, it would really depend on what they were interested in. I mean, if they were interested in the whole Hollywood movie industry TV show thing, then obviously you'd want to go to Hollywood. You could see the studios. Hollywood Boulevard has like the Grauman Chinese, the big theaters. There's a lot of that whole industry is set up so you can see it now and you could get to experience it. But a lot of people who like outdoor country, you have Joshua Tree. The Sierra Nevada is there, Sequoia Park, Kings Canyon, Yosemite. It's incredible country as far as the national parks in that area. And again, like I say, you go up into north and you have the redwood groves, some of the oldest redwoods around. And then, of course, San Francisco is just an amazingly diverse city with just all the different things that are available there. And right. So it would be hard to say. I mean, if you go to California, you want to.
Where to start? I mean, you could be there. I'd like to ask you. You have a radio program on Sunday morning called Radio Flyer.
I do.
He does. And I'd say, Scott, if you'd had to pick a song or two that embodies California, what would you? I wouldn't say put on the turntable. We don't have a turntable here.
No, we don't. I saw we have some needles, but we have to get a turntable to go with them.
Okay.
I've given this thought. I've thought about this.
Okay.
Because a newer song that just, it's a nice sound to it, is California Stars by Wilco.
Yes.
And then I think my favorite California song, if I had to narrow it down to one, would be California by Joni Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any Beach Boys?
No. There's a couple of other more obscure ones are Mary McCaston. That's some great songs about Hollywood and California. She has Sunny California, which sums it up so much better. But there are so many more great artists there.
California Dreaming. Mm-hmm. Mamas and Papas.
Mamas and the Papas. I just read a book on Mama Cass. But yeah, the California Dreaming, you have Hotel California.
Now, do you go back to visit California?
Yeah. Well, you can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave.
So you brought it up here to North Idaho.
No. I do. That is something that, you know, does bother me, is when people talk about rich folks coming in and changing Idaho or just any area, and they always blame the Californians. And a lot of them aren't from California. And a lot of people I know in other states come to California, and we don't go, hey, Idaho's ruining California. I remember back when it was the United States.
What a concept.
But no, there's a lot of good music down in California, a bit of songs about it.
Well, that's one of the points of this program that we're doing, Know Your States, Know Your Community, is that there's a variety here of people. And they have come from everywhere.
Mm-hmm,
and so you've been up here 10 years.
Yeah.
What would be some of the differences you've noticed between life up here in Bonner County, Sandpoint, and California?
People are more open and friendly up here. I mean, people were open and friendly down in California, but then a lot of them are more, you know.
Don't say the word. Don't say it.
They put up their shields and stuff. They're nervous. Eye contact, you don't get as much down there. We were visiting our daughter in San Francisco and just walking around her small little community. And it was nice. And, you know, we'd cross the street and wave at the car because they stopped for us and say hi to people. And my daughter got back and told her partner, said, my mom and dad were waving and saying hi to people. It's, you know. The Sandpoint community, especially, it just constantly amazes me is how open and, I mean, and everybody, it has nothing to do with your political views or anything, because we'll all take care of each other.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that you might say something like the seasons, like I bought a shovel up here.
Mm-hmm. No, I love the seasons. I would never go someplace without four seasons again.
Yeah.
Especially, like I say, coming from California where you had sun or fog. Kind of.
Oh, we're winding down. Scott McLaughlin Street, from Hollywood area, California.
Yeah. Hollywood superstar, Scott McLaughlin Street.
Hollywood, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yet to perform at the Hollywood Bowl. Yet. Okay.
No, cool. I didn't do that yet.
Thank you.
I don't have a star down there yet either.
Soon.
Oh, good.
One who left us but made his mark in North Idaho. And then, you know, you put your handprints down and hold them up to the screen. In conclusion, you know, I was wandering off there. Work with me.
I used to walk through the Grand Chinese on my way home from high school.
Do you remember any of the stars on the sidewalk?
John Wayne has really small feet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that I didn't know.
Yeah.
You do a foot mark? Not a. I thought it was hands. No.
At the Grand Chinese, it would be, you could do both. Either or. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything that you want to leave us with in terms of thoughts on California?
Not really. It's a beautiful state.
Okay.
If you ever get the chance to go check it out, be nice to people.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you were going to go check it out, you would do, how long a road trip would you take in your mom's old VW van if you wanted to really get the full California experience?
If I was going for the full California experience, it would be probably like 2 weeks to a month at least.
Yeah.
Although last time we drove down there, we couldn't wait to get out. So there's a lot more cars down there, and it's just, and people are just crazy on the road. So, yeah, it's not the same California I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you get out, you get, like the coastline is beautiful.
Yeah.
The Big Sur Highway is one of the most lovely places around. Hmm. I'm not saying you should go down there because it's closed off because of the landslide, but people can feel free to look at pictures of California, not overcrowd it. That would be my advice.
I found a little map here. More people live in California than all the other Western states up to the Dakotas.
Wow.
So California versus Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota. That many people.
That would explain the crowds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Good to know.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. And visually looking at it on a map, it's like half the country basically could fit into California.
I could see that. Yeah.
Because geographically.
When you travel through other states, you go through large, really empty expanses. And you don't get as much of that going through California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I hope that translated well to the radio. I'm probably did.
I think the visual aids will really help.
Yes.
That was good.
We'll publish those on the accompanying video that goes with the podcast, of course. That's a joke. We're not going to be publishing video. As far as I know, unless Jim's working on something. Thanks, Scott.
He always is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Signing off with some songs from California, and we'd be back talking to somebody from the state of Colorado.
Colorado is next.
On Know Your States, Know Your Community.